Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Michael Cohen's testimony is expected to conclude today at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. ABC's Aaron Katursky explains what could happen next.
Once Cohen is finished, there may be an additional witness to enter a document or two into the record. But after that, prosecutors are expected to rest, confident they've proved Trump falsified business records to hide the hush money from voters.
It's not clear if Trump will testify in his own defense. Hamas and Israeli leadership are united in condemning the International Criminal Court, which is seeking warrants for war crimes and crimes against humanity against the leaders of each. Israel called today disgrace. Hamas said the prosecutor is trying to equate the victim with the executioner. There's uncertainty in the Middle East after the president of Iran was killed Sunday in a helicopter crash, and the ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse in March has been refloated and moved away from the debris. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are going into the rest of the campaign season urged to stick together. Senator Ron Johnson told the state party convention in Appleton Saturday that includes those with differing ideas about reproductive rights.
Trust me, I know people don't like what I'm saying. Many people in this room do not like what I am saying. I'm just laying out the reality situation because in the end, we have to win elections.
Wisconsin's most powerful Republican was not at the convention. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was booed at last year's gathering. Investigators are trying to figure out who planted marijuana found growing on the state capitol square last week. Investigators say it was clearly planted. The plants have been removed from the flower bed and taken into evidence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Five affordable housing developments are getting extra funding. The housing crisis here in Madison is extraordinary, worse than bigger cities like Nashville or Austin. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority is giving tax credits to the five projects across the city. They'll create 450 units, and more than half have to be for lower-income renters. State officials and developers say these will make a dent in Madison's housing crisis, but there's a lot more work to do. The Madison broadcast world is mourning one of our own today. Jim McGaw of WOLX has died. He was beloved by listeners of McGaw in the Morning and his colleagues in radio and television. A Madison area native, he spent four decades on the air here. Jim, we miss you already. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers come up short in Houston. Hi. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost 9-4 to the Astros, coming up short 2-1 in the series. Milwaukee pitcher Colin Ray giving up four runs in the first inning alone. Manager Pat Murphy.
Colin didn't have his best game, but at the same time, you know, he battled and gave us a lot of innings. You know, he battled, and the five that he gave us were crucial. We didn't do a good job after that, but two home runs hurt us badly.
The Crew are now in Miami to face the Marlins tonight. NFL, OTAs get underway tomorrow in Green Bay. Voluntary workouts. Matt LaFleur asked how Jordan Love is doing heading into year two as the starter.
I think it just shows how far he's come, his maturity level, and really kind of taking the reins, taking ownership of this team. And he's been fantastic throughout the course of the offseason. And, you know, that's kind of what we expect from him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe with some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch or more. Our high near 78. Tonight, more scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, another shot at scattered thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 61.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
On my next show, I am so excited to be interviewing Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, my former boss. You're not going to want to miss it.
Weekday afternoon starting at 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
All right, so let's walk through some of the provisions of the mandate. It calls for eliminating the Department of Education, eliminating the Department of Commerce, deploying the military for the use of domestic law enforcement against protesters under the Insurrection Act of 1807. It also has the repealing of Schedule F status for thousands of federal employees to allow a president to replace career civil servants with unqualified partisan loyalists. That's probably my favorite of it.
And that's Jasmine Crockett talking about Project 2025, she went on to say.
It also prohibits the FBI from combating the spread of misinformation and disinformation, like Russia and China, who are actively trying to interfere with American elections. I don't know why or how anybody can support Project 2025. And I know that there was allegedly a joke about dictators and whether or not that's funny, but in the United States of America, dictatorships are never funny. And Project 2025 is giving the playbook for authoritarianism as well as the next dictator to come in.
Yeah, she's right.
Uh-huh.
In fact, Trump allies have... have a plan to turn the FBI into his personal attack dog.
Yeah.
The plan would essentially gut the wall of separation that has existed between the DOJ and the White House that was erected in the wake of Nixon weaponizing the DOJ against his political enemies.
Uh-huh.
The plan in question contains two parts. First, flood the Justice Department with stalwart conservatives, unlikely to say no to any orders from the White House.
Right.
And then restructure the department so key decisions are concentrated in the hands of the administration loyalists rather than career bureaucrats. Then they would eliminate the FBI's general counsel, you know, so that you know what's legal.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Bannon argued that to Reuters that simply purging the DOJ of career officials won't be enough. It's not just personnel. You need to purge the DOJ, but you also need to reform it, he said. And there's always going to be enforcement disputes, and that's standard policy, said Christy Parker. She's a member of the legal advocacy organization called Protect Democracy.
Uh-huh.
I like her idea. She said, what is not standard politics is somebody basically coming in and saying, we're going to jettison the idea of the DOJ should have a wall of separation between it and the personal political agenda of the president.
Mm-hmm.
That is frightening.
Right.
Exactly frightening. And you know who knows a lot about this is Karen from Chicago.
Karen,
hi.
Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm just like, yep, yes, and yes, and
yes, and
yeah, global. There's a great Anita and I are talking about this quite a bit on True Blue Politics.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Chu on Choose Views, your warm up act. He and I are talking about it on our Fridays. This is something that is not being widely reported in the media. There are a few people that are talking about it, but it is really important for us to then have the conversations. I was actually sitting in an open house with one of my coworkers, and she's a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. And I asked her, because she said, I'm afraid he's going to win. I'm afraid he's going to win again. He's not going to win again. And I said, she's like, well, what can we do? And I said, have you heard of Project 2025? No clue.
Wow.
People don't know about this. So what we need to do is we need to educate ourselves. There's great resources like the one that you guys cited.
Mm-hmm.
Globalextremism.org is another great resource. Mm-hmm. It's two women who started this not-for-profit during COVID. They both have 20 years of experience, Wendy Vai and Heidi Bayrick.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you can sign up for their newsletter. They are so good at breaking it down.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so necessary, because then we can go. And I had a huge conversation. I sent her a bunch of links. She's sharing it with all of her friends and family. And I said, this is not a conspiracy. It sounds like a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy. This 920-page document is basically Mein Kampf.
Mm-hmm.
The Weimar Republic is the Republican Party. They thought that they could control Hitler.
Yep.
They thought that they were, they didn't take him seriously. We need to be taking this very seriously and getting as much information that we can and telling our friends and family about this, because this is really what it is. And I'm glad that Jasmine Crockett is talking about it in Congress.
Yeah, it was a hearing that she was having with one of the people that is the architect of Project 2025. Mm-hmm. I shared a last name with that person, and I'm ashamed. but, hey, I had no control over that. And you also wanted to talk about the Supreme Court.
Yes, I did. I just think that, there are a few things that are for sure. One, that Republicans care about anybody but themselves, mm-hmm. but the very wealthy and the multinational corporations, and giving as many tax breaks as they possibly can. The other thing is that John Roberts gives two you-know-whats about his legacy.
Right.
I don't think he cares, because if he did care, with all of the polling numbers and, there's like record low trust in the Supreme Court.
Right.
And so when you have Justice Thomas, who is not recusing himself from these cases with his, that involve his insurrectionist wife, and when he's not publicly calling out Alito for his stuff, they don't care. He does not care. This is who these people are. Yeah. So anyway, but you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye-bye. No, she's absolutely right. About the Supreme Court, and obviously, Project 2025 is an important document. It's long, but this is something they've been working towards since FDR days. This is definitely the conservative movement on steroids compared to what it has been in the past, and they really want to get this done. And it's not just going to be Donald Trump getting in office. It will be somebody like a Mike Johnson, or not a reasonable Republican, but somebody that might come off looking reasonable but who is not. Mm-hmm. This is what they want to do. This is what people in the Senate want to do. This is what people in the House want to do. And it's very, very scary. And if we can beat Donald by enough votes this coming year, so it's a blowout. Sorry, Mr. Miller. So it's like that election behind me. Then it kind of shows that Trumpism doesn't work. And that's what we have to show. We need as many people vote, get registered, make sure you have the proper ID to vote, whether that's get a gun license, even if you don't want a gun, in places where that is a valid ID to vote. Because you know what? You don't have to have a gun to have a gun license. You just want the license, then you can get the guns. So that's my view. You can be anti-gun like I am, but if that's the best ID you can get, go get it. And make sure you know the rules for your state on whether how long you have to before you're not allowed to register to vote, because some states you can register to vote the day of the election day. Other states, it's months out. Make sure that you aren't purged from the voter rolls, because they are doing that again. They will do that again. So make sure that you're the closer it gets to that deadline that you're still registered to vote. And there's a bunch of places where you can find out where you're registered to vote online that are national databases as well as your local databases. So I highly recommend that, because we really need to squash what is going on with these people. Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Sue in Rockville, hi.
Hello, good morning. I love following Karen because we kind of abut each other. But I want to go back to the Supreme Court for just a moment.
Sure.
Because this is really not a political issue. It really is a rights issue. You know, when the court expanded to 9 justices, which I believe was like in 1869, there were 30 million Americans in this country. They moved to 9 because they went from 7 federal courts, district courts, to 9 district courts. Well, now we have 13 federal district courts. We have 331 million people. So only having 9 justices means we don't get fair representation at all. The reason we need to expand to 13 is so that, again, each justice represents one of the federal courts. That's the way it was structured to be handled. And that's why we need to increase it. So we can take politics out of the equation, even though we may all know clearly politics are involved.
Right.
So I want people to have some historical context, because that's why it's not only completely justified, it's really late in happening.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I want to say. The second thing is the dirty little secret about Republicans is, of course, they believe in abortion.
Of course.
But they believe in abortion only for the women of the Republican women who can get safe abortions and will always, being older, prior to 1973, rich women got procedures.
Right.
Girls went away and then they came back.
Mm-hmm.
And when you had the money, you never had to worry.
Right.
It was poor women who died, poor women who were maimed. And that's exactly what the Republicans, they don't give a damn about anyone but themselves, which is what Karen said so eloquently. And finally, I just want to add about Project 2025. If the a unitary executive is called Hitler, is called Stalin, is called Mussolini, is called Kim Jong-un, is called
Putin.
So if these people, including the rich who think they're not going to be affected, that they'll just save money on taxes, what the unitary executive do is nationalize their companies and take their money.
Exactly.
And then they'll have no one to speak for them.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right, as usual, Sue.
Yeah.
She's not wrong. I mean, that's what they did in Hungary. I mean, it's happening now in Europe.
Yeah.
And we need to be worried about that, too. Yeah. I don't care how rich you are. We don't have another planet to go to at this moment in time. This is it. And a lot of countries are doing similar things to what Donald Trump would like to get away with. And it's up to us. It is on us to stop him from being able to do all of this stuff. It's just, well, there is some good news, though. Judge Marchand did smack Donald for his latest attack on Alvin Bragg. He filed a motion a while back, actually, to punish Bragg about his legal team in March accused Bragg of violating discovery rules because there was 31,000 pages of stuff that the U.S. Attorney's Office had but had not turned over to Alan Bragg.
Right.
So it's not Alan Bragg's fault that he did not have the information ready at the ready. So Donald wanted to have a problem and a mistrial and all those things with regards to that. So Marchand held a hearing on March 25th to discuss the allegations and said basically no wrongdoing. We're going to still have the trial. So they Bragg's office argued that the documents had no relevance to the case and undermined a protective order regarding the reaction. So Marchand agreed finally. The parties could have introduced exhibits into evidence at discovery hearing, but elected not to do so, both parties.
Right.
As a result, the exhibits are not part of the record and should therefore not be in the public court file. Requiring such a routine communications be made part of every public court file would create an insurmountable and unnecessary burden upon the courts. So there you go, Donnie.
Yep.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh.
I cannot wait for this. Apparently, the judge has ruled this morning that closing arguments will be next week.
Okay.
Not this week, so we don't get it done this week.
Nope.
And Donald is still saying he might testify. So that's another thing that they're trying to...
Despite everyone telling him not to.
Despite everyone telling him, no, don't do that. He's hanging it out.
Yep.
But I don't think he's going to do it.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
No. Another lie.
Yeah, obviously. You know, he keeps lying and saying, oh, they're gag order. Yeah, you can still talk under oath, dude.
Yeah.
Nobody's stopping you except you.
And you can criticize the judge all you want.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. He definitely does. Yeah. It is already 19 minutes after the hour. We will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm John.
I'm Gordy.
Join us for the John and Gordy Show 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
Right here on WMDX Bad Radio in Madison.
Your family won't want to miss the shindig, hullabaloo, and politics.
John and Gordy Show weekday morning 6 to 8 a.m. right here.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
And I know she'll be death of me. At least we'll both be numb. Cause I know. I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it.
It
is 24 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. 323-410-0458 is the number. I am Jody Hamilton with Chris Lavoie sitting in for Ms. Miller. She will be back tomorrow. She's hopefully still asleep. I don't know.
I think she's still asleep. The light isn't on.
Yeah, the light isn't on.
Yeah, so.
So she must be. I heard the dogs earlier.
Okay.
She might have let them out and then let them back in. Hi, Tracy in New Mexico. Hi. Did you go into the show on Saturday?
Tracy!
Yes, ma'am, I did. Good morning. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
That was the best picture I took was with you, Chris.
Aww.
How did that happen?
It was good to meet you.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you, too, finally, after 20 years of listening to y'all.
Wow.
Right? Yeah.
I just wanted to say the show was wonderful. It was terrific. Everybody was fabulous. Even you, Chris, you were wonderful.
Yeah, for the very little time that I was on stage.
Yeah, but it was worth it. So that's all that matters.
Well, I also got to check in everybody at VIP for the VIP meet and greet.
Yes,
so,
you did.
Like, all the VIP meet and greet people got their pictures with me before the show.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so.
I just wanted to say everybody should go.
Okay.
It's so worth the time and the money and the four-hour travel that I did to get there.
Good for you. That's a trek, definitely. Well, we appreciate you going, and I know Stephanie does, too.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. It was good to see you.
Bye-bye, Tracy.
Bye-bye.
Aw, that was sweet. So we were just talking about Donald not testifying. Well, George Conway had some thoughts on this, starting with six.
Okay.
I love George Conway.
You can't let him testify. He'd be torn to shreds in about 3 minutes. But that said, you know, he never listens to his lawyers. If he doesn't testify, it's not going to be because he all of a sudden decided to follow legal advice. He's causing his lawyers to do stupid things in court, like the cross-examination of Stormy and the miscues the other day and the cross-examination of Mike Cohen. He doesn't listen to his lawyers.
He went on to say.
He doesn't testify. It's because he's scared. Donald, you are scared. You like to go out and stand out there in the hallway and say all the things that you say because nobody gets to ask you questions. And if they ask you questions, you just turn around and walk away. You, Donald, I hope you're listening to me. You are a wuss.
And he went on to one last thing.
You are scared of actually doing what Stormy Daniels had to do and what Michael Cohen had to do and what every other person who's called. You know, you can't call these people liars, Donald, unless you go on the stand and tell your truth. Let's hear it. Let's see how you do. Are you afraid, Donald? I think you are.
I hope Donald heard that. I really do.
Probably not, though.
Oh, I would just figure out a way to get it.
He doesn't watch CNN. Donald doesn't.
Oh, yeah, I guess not.
Yeah.
Somebody has to tell him. Come on.
Yeah, who's going to be the person that tells Donald Trump that?
Not the person that gives him the ketchup. No. That much I'm assured of. That the people that bring him food will not be the people letting him know.
He only has people around him that tell him things he wants to hear.
That's kind of like the Supreme Court, too.
And that's kind of like Madonna.
And that's never good.
No, it's never good.
It got Michael Jackson killed.
Well,
because he only had yes people around him.
Exactly.
And because of that,
right,
he died of a drug overdose.
Madonna has made some choices in the past 10 years.
That are not good.
That are not good. And it's only because she has yes people around her.
Yeah, you can't live like that.
No.
Not in a healthy manner.
No, not at all.
That's why Stephanie has us, because we never say yes.
We always say no.
No. No, you can't do that. We're very much like that.
No! No, Stephanie! No!
And that's why people like Joe Biden have the right people around him so that they can have a constructive discussion about what to do for whatever's
Doris,
going on.
Doris Kearns Goodwin called it a team of rivals. That's what Lincoln had.
Exactly.
To advise him on the Civil War.
Yeah. You have to have that or you're not going to make informed decisions.
Exactly.
You can always disagree with the person and go, you know what, I think I'm right. And that, as a president of the United States, that is ultimately his job, is to make decisions hard. Or, I mean, right now what he's having to deal with Israel and Gaza is insane. In fact, oh my gosh, I forgot to say this morning. The International Criminal Court is seeking arrest warrants for Israel, for Benjamin Netanyahu and Hamas leaders both. Oh, God, I'm not going to pronounce any of this.
Uh-oh.
The ICC prosecutor Karim Khan, Casey said, no one can act with impunity. Nothing can justify willfully depriving human beings, including so many women and children, of basic necessities. And that's for both Hamas
right.
and for Netanyahu and his upper person, too. So this is interesting. It's not gonna, they're probably not going to be arrested anytime soon. But I'm in full support of that because Hamas is bad and so is Netanyahu. All right. It is 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A state representative who's running for state senate is no longer working for the Wauwatosa School District. The Journal Sentinel reports Lakeisha Myers' departure came shortly after the school district suspended her for several reasons. The Milwaukee Democrat had come under fire for working two full-time taxpayer-funded jobs known as double-dipping. The leading Democrat in the state assembly says lawmakers will have to be more responsive to voters under new legislative maps and more competitive races, no matter who wins in November.
People in my own community would say, why should I drive hours to wait more hours to testify on the state budget when I know that they are not going to put in the resources we need?
Representative Greta Neubauer speaking at a WISP Politics luncheon last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Authorities say over the weekend, a man stabbed two Walgreens employees with scissors in Rock County, and nobody knows why. Janesville police say they've never seen anything like it, completely random and unprovoked. A 27-year-old Janesville man was arrested within about 15 minutes, and the two employees are expected to be okay. Burger lovers rejoice, it's Madison Burger Week. 26 restaurants across the city are highlighting their best burgers or creating specialty ones just for this week. And then 23 are competing for the title of Madison's Best Burger. Many local mainstays are participating, like the Nitty Gritty, Cooper's Tavern, Jordan's Big Ten Pub, and Deluxe. Try them out and then you can vote. Madison Burger Week runs through Friday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe with some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch or more. Our high near 78. Tonight, more scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, another shot at scattered thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Hi, Gordy Kopke here. When I first invited folks to my farm 40 years ago, I could never have dreamed that would become the area's largest greenhouse. With a focus on quality plants at reasonable prices and a special emphasis on customer service, we have received the People's Choice Award as Madison area's best greenhouse. Located 2 miles east of Oregon in the beautiful town of Dunn, I invite you out to see why we are not only the area's largest greenhouse, but also the best.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we kick off the week leading up to Memorial Day weekend with a round of the good, the bad, and oh, please, can we make it stop? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
That's ahrq.gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Should be an
impeachment inquiry. There's no excuse for it. Understand that while this was going on, Sidney Powell and her pack of malpracticing, unethical lawyers were concocting a plot to have Alito intervene in the election count. That was their scheme. We have tape of Sidney Powell saying, yes, that was the scheme to get Alito into this. If that's not grounds for an impeachment proceedings, I don't know what is.
I agree. She's right. And unfortunately, because the GOP runs the House, that's not going to happen anytime soon. Mm-hmm. Again, more reason to get out and vote and make sure we get the Dems back in control of the House and keep control of the Senate.
Especially if you live in a purple area.
Especially if you live.
You know, telling people to do that in blue areas, you know, it's like that's going to happen anyway. But purple areas, if you can, get out and vote. Get people out there to vote.
Yeah. Do whatever you can. Again, exactly. Make sure you've got all the right IDs, everything that you need to do that legally.
And make sure your friends have the proper IDs.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bring a friend.
Yeah.
But don't bring water to Georgia lines because that's against the law. Because they want people to.
That's how Larry David got sent to prison in the finale of,
of
Curb Your Enthusiasm. He gave water to people in line at Georgia polling places.
Which is ridiculous to even think that people should be arrested for something that's just being kind.
Right.
I think they were going to start charging like a penny per bottle, and then you're technically not giving people water, you're selling it.
Okay.
I think that's legal.
Yeah. Sure. Kind of like Australia does democracy sausages.
Right, there you go. And you have to vote in Australia or you get fined.
Okay. Yes.
I don't have a problem with that. I wish we would
do
it.
But then
you
get a democracy sausage afterwards.
And see, but I don't eat sausage.
And they might have vegan sausages. I voted, when was it? It was during the pandemic. I voted at Staples Center downtown, mm-hmm. and right outside, they had people selling democracy sausages.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh, how Australian. But it was a bulgogi sausage, so it was kind of Korean.
Kind of Korean. Oh, I bet that was good, though.
It was really good.
I bet that was very good.
Yeah, it was. Uh-huh.
Yummy.
Uh-huh. Okay. And they were free.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So, happy birthday, Rudy Giuliani. Guess what you got? A subpoena.
Uh-huh.
So Arizona finally, it took him weeks to finally figure out where he was. So Giuliani was taunting them, saying, come and get by tomorrow at noon. Or I think there was a deadline on it, which there shouldn't be on a subpoena, but I guess there is. So former New York mayor got served with a notice of his indictment while at his birthday party. He turned 80.
Okay.
And he feels every one of those 80 years.
Aww.
And then some. Yeah. He got served on Friday. With the Arizona case, Giuliani wrote to his followers, if Arizona authorities can't find me by tomorrow morning, they must dismiss the indictment. They must concede they can't count votes. It included a photo of him with along six partygoers at his birthday bash, all very too young for him.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mays responded to the post less than 2 hours later, writing, the final defendant was served moments ago. Nobody is above the law.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I just kind of love that. Once they knew where he was, they just flew over there, and they knew he was going to have a party. So
I was standing backstage with Valerie while I think either John Fugelsang or Hal Sparks was on stage,
mm-hmm.
and I gave her the news that yes, that Giuliani was served, and she was like, "Oh, that's awesome!"
I know. You know, it's like I actually served a subpoena to somebody once.
Did you?
I did.
Were you a process server?
Nope. But they couldn't get – a friend of mine was working at this bar in Toluca Lake.
Uh-huh.
And they kept – every time somebody kept trying to serve his old boss with a subpoena because mm-hmm. they were suing him, I forget why,
right.
he would duck out.
Okay.
And so – because he worked at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So my roommate Nikki and I went, sat at the bar.
Yep.
And I knew who he was. Mm-hmm. And I started chatting up with him. And Nikki was there just in case it got bad. So that in case – you know, big, tall, burly guy.
Sure.
And so we're chatting, and I have it under – I'm holding it.
Yeah.
You know, and oh, gosh, thank you so much. Here's your money. And by the way, here, take this.
Yeah.
Now you've been served. And we skedaddled out of there.
Sure.
And he was, the look on his face was priceless.
Yeah.
Because he was just like, every time. They tried to serve him like 10 times.
I've been had.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, when Nikki and I got out of there, we were both like, yes, high five. And when I saw my other roommate afterwards, he's like, I can't believe you got away with it. I said, you know, sometimes men will be off guard with chicks.
Right. Yeah.
And they just are.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't get it, but it's a thing.
Doesn't work with gay guys.
Probably not as well.
Yeah.
You still think we're little frail people. You're just not going to you know.
Yeah.
It's funny to me, but yeah, I mean, it's a thing.
If you're trying to serve a gay guy, get a hot gay guy to do the serving.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Serve him on scruff.
Now it looks like Rudy lost his WABC radio show.
Yep.
Just paying him a nice sum of money, by the way. He might be losing his Newsmax show now, too.
Yeah. Because he won't shut up. He won't keep shutting up about the
cake.
Yeah.
He won't shut up about the cake.
Uh-huh.
He was on Steve Bannon with John Eastman, both saying, we're not talking about the 2020 election, while they were talking about the 2020 election.
Right.
Giuliani regularly pushes the conspiracy theories on his Newsmax 2 show, America's Mayor Live.
Oh, God.
But when he does it, they edit them out in post.
Oh.
Because they're being sued right now. And so they don't want to have that be an issue. So he doesn't go. They don't have him live. They mm-hmm. literally pre-tape his live show.
Right.
His main source of income was the WABC show, which paid him $15,000 a month.
Hmm.
That's okay. A nice living.
Yeah.
If you can get it. For several months in 22, when he was a regular on-air guest, he was not allowed to be live because of his propensity to push stolen election lies. His interviews have been pre-taped. John Katzenmeier, the billionaire supermarket baron who owns WABC, said Rudy was continuing to double down on his defamatory comments mm-hmm. about the Georgia election workers on social media, leading to additional filings against him by the plaintiffs in that lawsuit, which they have the right to do, and I hope they get more. Bleed that man.
Right.
Bleed him. Of any and everything he's got. As a result of the new information in an effort to protect the WABC, Mr. sent Rudy a letter reminding him not to speak about the legitimacy of the election results on the air. Yet hours later, during his 3 p.m. show that day, he did just that. Hence, you're fired, buddy. I mean, you can't. These people on the station, they're going to get sued because of what you say. And if you're ignoring the boss and doing that stuff, I'm glad they fired his butt. I'm really glad.
Yep.
Hi, Marie in Atlanta. How are you?
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
So, Justice Alito, good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So, let me give you, he wants to portray himself as not understanding the political nature of his appointment.
Right.
Okay. And here's how that goes. I'm aware of a judge who was nominated to a federal bench by Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
The state senator for his state would not allow the appointment to come to the committee for a vote, not even just the full Senate vote, like not even to the committee.
Wow.
Clinton's term ends.
Mm-hmm.
That judge stays where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Bush, mm-hmm. and then Obama comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Obama picks up the nomination, and it finally goes through. But understand, as that judge very much understood, in that 10-plus years, their wife couldn't get a speeding ticket.
Yep.
Their kids couldn't act up in school.
Mm-hmm.
They understood that everything had to go right. Everything.
Yeah.
And so this idea that his wife could just, they call me a C-word, so I'm going to hang this obviously political statement outside my house.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't realize that she can't do that, that her husband is a political appointee, and that's making a statement that's inappropriate to a justice of the Supreme Court. Come on now. Not buying it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. It's completely and utterly ridiculous. Ellie Mistal had some more thoughts on 14 mm-hmm. about this. Exactly.
It's in what they've done for Trump since he launched his insurrection, which is do everything in their supreme power possible to make sure Trump evades prosecution and accountability for his crimes. That's what they are, folks. That's what they've always been. And the question at some point becomes not who are these people, because we know who these people are. It's what are the rest of us going to do about it? And what are the rest of us willing to do to stop them?
Amen, Ellie.
Yeah.
You know, he's right. This is ridiculous. And to Marie's point, the reason that she did it was because she knew she could get away with it, unlike other judges, because they have an ethics.
Right.
They have ethics to uphold.
Right.
Jen Rubin went on Here, 18.
Okay.
She went on about this.
Part of the problem is the Supreme Court bar. They should be making motions to recuse these people. Those people who have been on the wrong side of 6-3 decisions while these guys have sat on the court should be asking for a rehearing. Judges who did not abide by their oath, who have plainly repudiated the Constitution, decided these cases. So the Supreme Court bar has to get into this.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're not. It's ridiculous to me. These guys are acting like kings is what they're acting like. And we had a whole, there's a big fight about that in the late 1700s about not wanting to have kings.
Yeah.
It's kind of been a
thing.
Then
they hit each other with canes.
Yes, they did that
a lot. Which they did a lot back then.
They did. There was caning on the Senate floor.
Yeah.
Yay. Uh-huh. Yay us. Kevin in D.C., hi.
Hey, Kevin.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And you mentioned Rudy about Rudy a few moments ago.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Rudy got served and fired. Alex Jones got sued and wiped out. Sucker Carlson was fired and part of the suit.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
seemed to be a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Dare I hope?
Yeah, dare we hope. Exactly.
And as always, you know, Stephanie, her smirky, perky voice makes me hot. You sang in a way that I didn't know you were capable of that made me hot. But Jasmine Crockett made me hottest. I mean, that was a fantastic takedown. And her alliteration insult, just like that song, One Eye, One Horn, Wild Purple Peter, they should make a song out of Beach Blonde, Bad Bill, Butch, Party, Buffoon.
Mm-hmm.
I hope some rapper picks that up. Now, this is what I'm talking about. And I saw that was unbecoming.
Uh-huh.
Or she shouldn't be there. And I'm like, when you're dealing with bullies, unfortunately, you have to, like, code switch. Just like black people off the code, you have to talk one way to show that you're intelligent.
Right.
And another way when you're maybe in a more formal setting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to code switch with these barbarians. She is generally very professional. You just played the clip of her talking about Project 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Very professional. But then when some buffoon like that, you have to punch a bully back in the nose. And I noticed Miss Follow a teen that was in a, you know, back in the day that was suffering, you know, I'm sure still suffering from that shootout in his school.
Mm-hmm,
and remember when she hounded him?
David Hogg.
Miss Tough Girl on a student like that didn't have enough to say when she got just a mild pushback and had to depend on her fellow Republicans who tried to act like she, I can't stand that when they act like they didn't say or do something first.
Right.
Often more than once.
Right.
And then when you finally give them a mild pushback, then it's so horrible.
Yeah. No, you're right. No, Jasmine Crockett is amazing.
So,
I'm glad she's in the House, and hopefully she'll be a senator eventually as well.
Hope so.
One day. Texas could use her as a senator as well.
Yeah.
Oh, he hung up on us.
Oh, well.
Well,
okay,
he was done with us.
All righty,
then. Jeesh. I would say one more Rudy story.
Okay.
His bankruptcy attorney demands he be paid and asks to withdraw from counsel.
Yeah.
Well, he's bankrupt, so it's really hard to get paid when somebody doesn't have access to their money.
Yeah.
According to a legal filing by Courtwatch, Kenneth Caruso Law, LLC, a lot of things there, is demanding payment despite Giuliani's bankruptcy from the debtor. Upon approval of this application, Mr. Joseph Sibley of Camera and Sibley and Mr. Kenneth Caruso of KCL will execute and file in the D.C. Circuit a formal notice of withdrawal and substitution of counsel. Given the nature and the amount of the judgment in Freeman et al. V. Giuliani, it's imperative that the debtor and the estate, that the debtor succeed in and have excellent representation in the appeal. But they want to be paid.
Right.
Because it's a lot of L. Alin Stockton Jr., who represents Giuliani in the Georgia racketeering case, which may not happen until next year, related to attempts to overturn the 2020 election, has alleged in a lawsuit that he's owed $1.36 million in unpaid fees. Wow. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I don't care how, if you know, it's $1,000 or $1,500 an hour. That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Stockton said that he and Giuliani have, quote, arrangement that I'm satisfied with for how to pay his legal services. That's weird.
That is weird. What does he have to do for an arrangement?
That seems a little...
Yeah.
Suspect?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that... Yeah, I don't... What kind of arrangement do you have?
I don't know.
Barter? What is he bartering?
Sexual favors.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
See, we knew it all along.
Yes.
We knew it all along. It is 45 minutes after the hour. We will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. And if you have a credit card, I have some great news for you. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, called the CFPB, one of my favorite government agencies, has capped credit card late fees at $8 a month. Now, most of us are paying an average of $40 every time we were late, and now credit card companies can't charge us more than $8. This is going to save the average credit card customer, you know, folks like me and you, about $220 a year. The Bureau's director, this guy Rohit Chopra, said that this ends the era of big credit card companies hiding behind the excuse of inflation when they hike fees on borrowers to boost their own bottom lines. Yeah, I think credit card companies are making more than enough money. Thank you very much. I love a win for the little guy. For more money info, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
Here we go. What happened? Okay.
Yeah, my things. You know how sometimes it goes all catty. Oh,
yeah.
On me, even yep. when I don't need it to. Hey, Kevin, the hilarious gay. And 3, 2, 1.
Cheerio, and well, hello. I love that song.
Hello.
Hello.
I love Carmen.
Yep.
Love Carmen so much. Love that song. So I said I would call again today. I wanted to let you know, specifically you, Jody,
yes,
not
ma'am.
This weekend we just had, but the weekend before, I did a road trip to Graceland.
Oh.
And we left early Friday morning, and I'm like, I'm going to listen to the Stephanie Miller show. It's going to be great. And then we know that it wasn't broadcast anywhere.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, and then I was like, well, at least I have yesterday's Bob Seska to listen to, so I'll get to hear Jody's voice still. And then come to find out, you were not on that.
No, I was not.
So I was lacking in my Jody Hamilton on my drive down. But it was all better on my drive back because I got to listen to the Monday show, and then I picked up the Friday that you guys so graciously put on the podcast. So thankful for that.
And what did you think of that show? It was weird, wasn't it?
Well, it's always weird when Jody's there.
but yeah, we didn't know if we were broadcasting to anybody, so we just kind of talked about anything.
And we couldn't look up any news because the internet was
right.
down and the TV was down, so we
right.
had no way to know what was going on.
Exactly. Yeah, we couldn't look up anything, so we were just talking out of our ass completely.
Pretty much.
And I feel like you had the freedom to do that. There was no expectation of anything, and that's where you guys really shine.
Oh.
It's all like, I mean, you guys aren't scripted, obviously, so you're, you know, improvising anyways, but it was like improv on steroids, and you were just going, and I loved it.
Yeah.
And
it's the low bar of low expectations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why we tune in.
Exactly.
That's why we tune in to the show. But I wanted to talk really quick about the compulsory voting in Australia mm-hmm. that you guys mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. I really wish we had that here, and
me
I know
too.
It would probably take a constitutional amendment
it
to
would.
Do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like if everybody had to vote, then the Republicans wouldn't be able to cheat with, like, they'd still probably be able to gerrymander. But, like, voter suppression,
mm-hmm.
I feel like we could take care of that. And we would have, if everybody voted, we would have a more representative government.
I agree.
Right.
And those are just my dreams.
But
and
what,
I know we'll never
what would the punishment be for not voting?
They,
you know,
they
that's,
find
that's where you start getting into sticky things.
They fine them. It's a money issue.
Sure. Yeah, but, I mean, that penalizes the poorest among us, and you know the rich people. It doesn't hurt them.
I know. I'm not exactly. I can ask a friend of mine who's from there exactly what it is. But it's a fine, and you were registered to vote when you're born, basically. And as I don't know what the age is there, but I assume it's around 18, and you have to vote. And if you decide not to, then you are penalized. And perhaps it's a sliding scale over how much money you mm-hmm. have. It could be. And that would be great. You know, rich people, you get fined more than the average person.
Yeah.
I don't think it's jail time.
Okay.
I don't think it's that. And again, really, do we want to put people in jail for that? I think a fine is appropriate. Like initially with the Affordable Care Act, there was a fine if you did not have health insurance, which helped to provide money for those that were on the exchanges. That has been overruled by the Supreme Court because they suck. They totally, totally suck. It is 58 minutes after the hour. Kimberly Johnson coming up next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Toomey and civic media meteorologist Brittany Merlot, who gives us an overview of summer weather and tells us how to deal with ticks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town. More visits and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.